Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
And now, another installment of Darcy and Stacey Theater. I will be playing the role of producer, and Maddie will be playing the role of Darcy.
Hey guys!
Wait, are you okay? What's going on?
Just something that's come to my attention in the quarantine. I'm going to hold my face. I don't know what to do.
What is it, Darcy? Tell us.
I haven't said anything. This is like that time I went to band camp and then I didn't tell everybody about that boy, Charlie. It was huge. Anyway.
Get to the point. This is television.
Anyway, Georgie,
yeah?
My hot Bulgarian man. My Bulgarian, you know, with a hot chest and the big nipples.
Yeah, we get it.
And that big-ass dick I won't forget. You know, the huge one. The huge dick.
We're taking this
huge.
Out. We're taking all this out. Tell us. Get to it.
He's married! Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada wooda
dee do the twins. Appa dapa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ha.
And scene. And yet another relationship goes south. Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacey. This is 90 Day Gays. I guess 90 Day Gays presents Darcy and Stacey.
And yes, presents.
And I am Poodle, a.k.a. Jake.
And I am Matt, a.k.a. Maddie. And we are happy to be here. And I will say this again, say whatever the fuck you want, but I love this show.
You know, the last 2 to 3 episodes have grown on me more. Mostly because I feel like they know what their story goal is. Because the first 4, I feel like were just a complete morass. I didn't know where they were going, but now I know, and I'm here for it.
It's well produced. It's very well produced.
It is. So the big thing is, y'all, Georgie is still married. So in that way, he's actually separated. He's getting a divorce from his girlfriend, who, of course, is a model.
Of course. And they were getting divorced. And then COVID happened. And a lot of people don't know this that weren't going through. I know several friends that COVID happened, y'all. And and the courts shut down. So divorces, child custody, a lot of things that are really important and pressing were completely just like, nope. So what they thought was going to take, like he said, 21 days, now is taking 4 more months, because then there was this backup. It's really been, it's been horrible for a lot of people.
I also want to say, supposedly they haven't spoken for a year and a half. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think he said he wanted to get the divorce before he saw Darcy in Connecticut or something like that.
He said he filed for divorce. Yes, he wanted the divorce. They separated before he saw Darcy. And then he said, I told her in Miami we were getting divorced.
Yeah, and she's like, don't remember that.
But a lot of booze and a lot of dick.
She was dickmatized at the time. So her eyes were going, ooh, it was like Sir Hiss had hypnotized her. Sire,
you want to suck this huge Bulgarian dick. Slurpee.
I also want to say why this is problematic, you guys. First of all, I'm not going to tell you not to date someone who's going through a period of divorce. Know that it is going to be complicated AF. Number one, their attention is going to be split. Number two, that person is always going to be in your life for a while until that divorce is signed. And you heard him say later, they own things together. They own a car together. And we know from Smothered that it ain't always easy to get a divorce, especially when your mother-in-law is an international or is an intergalactic cocktail waitress who is going to hate on you at every turn.
It's true.
That's now, I will. Y'all.
That is Soon-hee. Now, though, it kind of makes up for it because, again, his dick is huge.
Yeah.
And his dick is huge.
I agree, though. But
They have no kids. They have no kids.
True.
That we know of.
But you're stepping in it. If you're dating someone who's divorced right now, you may be, if there was any reason why the person you're getting divorced for's attorney could call you and would drag you the fuck into it. So know that you, if you're dating someone seriously, as someone who's getting a divorce now, you instantly become involved as in a party to their divorce. So if you're okay with it, but just know that right away, when you decide to do that, you're going to be wading through shit with them, because divorce is nasty, y'all. My parents have not been divorced. I just know so many friends who've gotten divorced, and they always say, no, it's going to be an amicable. We've decided we're going to be amicable about this. It rarely is. It gets bad.
I mean, it actually is a good sign that he doesn't have an attorney, because of divorces where attorneys don't get involved usually are much more amicable. But again, y'all, if Poodle is dating a guy in a divorce, that means he is wealthy and has a big dick.
That means I'm in love. or it means he's actually handing me my rent check every month. That's the only way. When you're looking for ideas for people to date, number one, if they have previous children. All right. Because again, even if you're casually dating someone with previous children, woo! And I'm not saying it can't be done. It can be. But that you need to find out a lot, definitely, before you meet them. Not like Georgie's going to, probably. And a divorce, and a divorce that's happening. These are big deals. Anyway, just find out a lot. I don't think Darcy could hear anything.
I will say, the way she said this, she was so dramatic about it. I thought Darcy was going to say, like, Georgie beat the shit out of her, or that, like, she realized that she had forgotten that she was, like, sexually assaulted. It was very dramatic. And the way they produced it, it was riveting, but it was very dramatic.
No, this is much worse than either of those two things. For her. Rocking her to her core. Because that means she's already having to compete with someone who he's been with recently, even though they haven't. So she's always going to be thinking about, why did he marry her? What's she got that I have?
I wish there was just one thing in this episode that would take away from this, so that way Darcy didn't have to think about this.
Yeah, she's really happy. She doesn't have to. He did claim he told her, but she's like, you were drinking a lot. So, you know, and she's sitting there with her face like this, like she's trying to poop. Anyway, she's like, I don't believe you told me.
She doesn't think he told her. So they're going to go take a hike instead and be in nature. Cause I guess that's what you do when you find out that the boyfriend you're dating is in nature, for a hike. It's weird. It's like they brought it up and then they forget about it for a while. And then they kind of bring it up.
That's not weird for her. You're forgetting who we're dealing with. This is someone who immediately adapts, and her lizard brain takes over because she needs a man to put a baby in her immediately, or just she needs to find love immediately. And I wouldn't
know what that's like at all.
and she still is basically like those thoughts will be in her head, but her lizard brain love addiction, she needs it right away, will cover for that for a while.
And she, you know, and I don't blame her in a lot of ways, because there is something about Georgie. He is so hot to me, except for his hair in that testimonial scene.
The first pair. I don't find him as attractive as you do.
Someone literally blew out his hair with like as bangs and did like a swoop, kind of like Kim Cattrall when she was on Sex in the City, and the hair kind of swept in front of her face, and it looks so horrible on him.
His hair is probably the worst thing about him.
It looks good when it's up in a ponytail, and I'm sure it looks good whenever he's on top of me fucking him and it's kind of draping on my chest.
I don't like his V for Vendetta mustache either. It pisses me off.
No, just shave it.
Yeah, but also there's something about him that is so Eastern. I mean, Florian is very Eastern European looking, and I don't think he's attractive anymore. I think the first time I saw him, I thought that. Now I definitely don't. But there's something that Georgie's even more Eastern European than Florian in a way. And there's just something, I don't know. I don't find him as attractive as you do. Ugh. You don't really care about their faces. You would just like jump on their bodies. That's fair. They could be as like busted up as a scarecrow with a 10-inch dick. You're like, sure, I'll take a ride.
And y'all, it's true. Whee! And y'all, he's got big nipples. You know I'm into that.
They kind of need to have... They kind of need to have a nice face if I'm going to ride them. They have to. I have to check the face box because I need to have I need to have something where I'm grabbing onto their shoulders.
I get that. They don't necessarily have to have a nice face, but they have to have good teeth. That's why I could never do Florian.
You like them a little ugly.
I like to be the pretty one.
I still like to be the pretty one, which means I have to look harder.
Jesus.
Anyway,
so y'all. They're walking around outside, and They go on this hike in nature, and Darcy's like doing frog legs on it, or what's it called? Jumping on his back. Piggyback.
And she's also on clam, but she's like, I'm just scared of these bugs. What if they have corona?
Again, and he's like, it's fine. And they go for the hawk walk, and then they sit down, and she's like, wow, hot rocks. Really hot rocks.
And then we just hear like the clock, the church clock chiming like 3 o'clock. She goes, wedding bells, wedding bells. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe it's...
But she's aren't you all... already married?
That was a big dig, but you're already married. I could not handle being around someone who's always saying things like, maybe it's a sign. It would bug the living shit out of me. Someone who can never live in the present.
And of course, it's a Darcy and Stacey episode. So Darcy starts to cry. And she's saying basically that this is actually legit. I was kind of glad she recognizes it, that she's saying, like, look, I don't want to put my kids through this anymore. I don't want my kids to be like, fuck, mom, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you keep getting fucked over. And that was like a sweet Darcy moment of kind of a vulnerable, like, I think real Darcy moment where she is like, it's weird. It's got to be weird that your brand is being terrible in love. But then how does that make you feel as a person that your brand is that you keep fucking up at love?
I agree. And I think she's embracing the kind of hopeless romantic vibe. However, I don't see how that squares with being a good role model for her kids. So that is one thing I would take issue with her, that she's a little blind to as a mom. She's not the greatest role model, in fact, for relationships with her daughters. Definitely not.
But we should clarify, we do think she's a great mom. She's just her relationship role model.
That's not what I said. Yeah.
I'm clarifying. I'm making sure that people, I'm distinguishing that. Because we do love Darcy, which, by the way, y'all, we were on Clapback this week again, and Darcy said she loved us.
She said, I love those guys. And the most, as I said, the most meta thing that ever meta'd was when she actually did, Maddie did his face like she does, and then she kind of did it back. So it was Darcy doing Maddie doing Darcy.
It's
like that rear view mirror when you see like 1,000 mirrors in it.
I grew like Maleficent when she turned into a dragon. It made me so proud.
They did enjoy it. She did enjoy it. She likes us.
I love her.
Anyway, so then Stacy and Florian go through Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
And like, want a breakfast sandwich? You want some bacon? Want some with eggs? Yes, I need a sausage. Want a coffee? I want a strawberry frappuccino. A vegan egg and cheese bagel. She like screamed. And then Florian's like, I feel so lucky I have this girl.
You want hot coffee? You want hot coffee?
She was just screaming at him.
And then Florian said, no, hot coffee.
Yeah, no, I got me. And at one point, she's like, so we're going to go see Darcy and Georgie. And he's like, just sitting on his, he sips this Frappuccino, y'all, like he's going for an Oscar. He's still his fucking job.
You know, I really think I think he's odd anyway, but I think why he's so odd, and we see this in this episode, is he really doesn't know English very well at all.
No, he doesn't. And I think it makes him embarrassed.
I think he does too. I feel for him a little bit. I think he feels, I don't think Florian is dumb, but I think he feels dumb that he doesn't know the language.
I think it's a major exploitation having him on the show.
That's I agree with that.
As much as I love doing him, I feel like the show is completely exploiting his kind of ignorance of the English language.
I get that.
So I do feel kind of bad. Doesn't stop me from doing it, though.
Mm-mm, no.
Because I love it. I love it. I want some more of it. Is that Tim McGraw?
Yes, Tim McGraw's hot.
I would climb him like Mount Everest.
Oh, I would climb him like a hill named Faith.
Wow, that was intense. How do they still stay married? Do you think he fucks around? He's got to.
Maybe she does.
Oh, maybe she's a lesbian like Whitney Houston.
I don't think Faith Hill is.
I don't know. I could kind of see it.
Maybe I could too, actually.
How long has it been since she said a good single?
A while. I really liked her voice like in the early 90s. And then she started trying to get breathy and pop and her voice went downhill fast.
It got shitty. Anyway. So they are. They're basically still in the car. She feels, and Stacey's talking about she's feeling sad because she's keeping their marriage a secret. And she's like, Sarah's going to forgive me? I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot more secrets that we're going to drop. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. So they get to this picnic, and they're outside, and they're going to start picnicking. And Darcy and Georgie are on their way. Cut to... Y'all, this is what I keep saying. I love that we're seeing Stacey act like Darcy whenever she's alone with Florian because she is fucking panicking about this picnic.
Yeah, it has to be really nice. And yeah.
And even did you see the amount of hand sanitizer she put on both of their hands? It was like, y'all, you don't need that much.
And she comically does it too. It's like, and I think too, their little bodies just can't handle their big boobs. They just walk around so top heavy all the time. It throws off their equilibrium. It's why they kind of have to scramble when they walk.
It's kind of like Voltron. If somebody hit them in the legs, it was so top heavy, it would just fall over. You know, you had your Voltron toy.
Yes. All you ever had to do was trip him and Voltron was down.
I wish I kept my Voltron.
My mother gave mine away. About every couple of years, my mother would just say, I'm just taking away the toys you don't play with anymore. Because we would look for things, and my mother would say, oh, I think that's up in the attic somewhere. I'll go and look for it. And she's like, I'll find it in a couple of days. Oh, God, the cricket's back! Can you hear it?
I can't. No, I can't. I can't hear it.
Okay. Someone is going to say on the podcast they can hear it. Because I saw one. It was over there near the window, and I looked all around. Y'all, if you can hear that cricket, come at us. I'm sure some bitch will.
I'm sure some bitch will. Y'all, they're doing this picnic, and I just want to say, those are fucking murderous geese that are going to kill them. It's terrifying.
They're fine. Canadian geese are fine. They are the rats of the geese world, though. Canada geese or Canadian geese. They're everywhere. My parents used to love when they would, fly over and stay at our pond. Then they just, tore everything up, and my father wanted to shoot them. Southern stories. What I was going to say, though, my mother would have this thing. Parents, take note. When your kids ask for an older toy, just give it away. And then when they ask for it, the kids will forget about it in like 10 minutes. And my mom would just give our toys away. She's like, I'd give them to Miracle Hill, the children's home. She's like, those kids appreciated their toys.
As I say, then she would guilt you and say, they don't even have toys.
Well, no, we only found out about 10 years ago that my mother did that. And now she does it to my niece and nephew, or she threatens. She's like, if these toys don't get picked up, I'll give them away for some kid who can respect them. ways not to grandparent your children. But try that trick, parents. If they have so much fucking toys, put it up and say, oh, I need to go find that. Kids will forget about it because they have no memories. They're like dogs.
I love it that a parent's going to come for you and say, I did that and my kid is fucking hounding me for this toy for 2 weeks, poodle. You're a gay single man. You know nothing of parenting. Shut the fuck up.
Don't you love me telling you how to parent? Actually, I'm just telling you horror stories of my childhood and how my mother got it to work for her. Because my mother says, I survived raising two boys 18 months apart.
It's true. So y'all, Darcy, they're getting, and Stacy and Florian are getting ready. Stacy's like, Florian, get your hair ready. Fix your hair. Darcy, you know, she's going to be critical.
It's like, you know, Darcy, let's compare. She thinks she's dating some kind of Bulgarian god. Florian, do some push-ups. Get some muscles. Get your pump on, Florian. He's a muscle guy. You're just like a really, really thinner, better guy.
Whip out your dick.
So they're in the car then with Georgie and Darcy. Darcy just tells Florian about the whole pictures and stuff like that and says, I don't know what to do. Got all these thoughts. She's like, got all these thoughts in my head when I see him. I don't know how you can do it either. He's like, well, I'm going to treat him everything like I just met him. And Darcy's like, oh.
When she's talking to Georgie, yes. Yeah. You said Florian, yes.
I'm so sorry. Yes. And she was telling Georgie's like, I don't know. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to be open-minded about him. And Darcy's like, no, fine. Okay. So, and then he goes, squirrel, watch out.
That was literally, like, I thought it was an Up joke movie Up. It was pretty great.
That she did not see.
And then I don't know if a lot of people heard this, but when I was watching this on my sling, he's like, squirrel. And she stopped. And then Darcy went, oh, you scared me.
You scared me. God, I think I need her in my life. Do I need to follow Brittany on Instagram?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm sure she just posts terrible, like heavily filtered pictures of herself and writes things like thug life. She's so awful. Her and her mother. God, I miss those disasters.
Oh. They're horrible. They're horrible.
So, Stacy is telling Florian, when they get here, don't be silent. Be fun. Again, someone who really doesn't know a lot of English and feels probably very insecure in group situations.
And I think even in his home country, doesn't know how to be fun.
Yeah, right. I think he's very dry. I think he's very dry, even in his own language. And then she's worried about the ducks coming over, and he says, it is dog, it is not tiger. I enjoyed that. And so they see Darcy and Georgie coming up, and say, like,
well, wait, let's do a tease. I think before we get to that, of the meat of the sit down and picnic, we should probably take a commercial break.
Good idea.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I just got to share what was just said. We took a break and we were basically talking about, we were just talking. And I said, well, you know, I told my brother that, you know, when it's going to be me and his family when my parents go. So they just need to be able to be good with that. And they are. And what did you say?
I said, well, maybe you'll adopt a baby, you know, for the money you get.
And I said, it's not enough. If the government gave me like $10,000 a month, that might be worth adopting a baby.
I still don't think it would be for you. I think it at least would have to be $100,000.
They're never going to give me $100,000. Yeah, but that's never going to happen because everyone can have a baby. And if you can have a baby, actually not everyone. You know who can have a baby? Teenagers. And the brutality that it happens when a person who is over 35 can't have a baby, who is finally able to take care. Yo, if you're having problems with fertility, we have a Sissy Squad group for that. Someone just started it. And if you look in our announcement section, join our Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We have fun in there.
If you look at our announcements under the thing, there's all the little new groups that we've started. There are kind of offshoots. Now, we are not moderators, and we're not going to police anything that happens in these groups. We are not affiliated. these views do not express views of 90 Day Gays. I have to say one thing about our watch and chat that we had on Saturday. Y'all, we did Hocus Pocus, and it was very successful. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun in there. And I can also announce what we're doing on Saturday, because people have come for me because I haven't seen it. We're doing Grease 2.
That's a good one. I think my schedule's going to work that I think I'll be able to. Oh, well, I'll be in LA on this one.
Yeah.
So I was sad to miss Hocus Pocus.
But Grease 2, I've never seen before. I might find a way to show some reaction video about something when I'm watching. Can I do that with my phone? How do I do that? And I just keep showing my face.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. Maybe you could do that. I don't know. You could do Discord on your computer.
How do I film myself?
If you Piano Cat knows how to film yourself, I'm saying you could do the Discord on your computer and then record on your phone and then upload it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Y'all, that is a glimpse of what I have to go through technically to explain everything to him.
You know what? Since you've been gone, I have learned a lot about technical stuff. I can't remember the first time. Where were we?
We're to the famous, you know, it's like the Picnic to the William, what is his name? Ing. The William Inge play the sequel that never got made.
But instead of home ladies in their 50s dresses, you've got Darcy and Stacy looking like hoochies.
But.
And other men and other non-American men.
But it's just as sad and depressing. Y'all, if you've never seen Picnic, actually, I've never seen the movie.
It's a fantastic play. I've never seen the movie, but the play is fantastic.
Who is in that movie? It's a really famous person in that movie.
Is it Paul Newman?
I think it is.
Here.
I don't know.
Hey, Siri. Who was in the movie Picnic? It's showing me Beach Picnic. Pokemon Picnic. It wasn't. It was William Holden, Kim Novak, Roz Russell.
Kim Novak. Yeah, that makes sense.
William Holden. Oh, and William Holden was showing his bare chest because that's what the guy does. Ooh. Sebastian Stan did it on Broadway. So enough about the movie Picnic.
Like, three people went, oh my God, that movie. And everybody else went, what the fuck? Can you just talk about Transformers?
Carl?
Carl? Do you remember when we saw that movie Picnic? And now you told me you loved me.
That was the one time Carl told that Carl's wife he loved her.
Still waiting for the second, Carl.
I love that somebody in our Facebook group said, you guys, I'm so confused. Who is Carl's wife? Like, they thought it was a real person. But it is a real person. It's all of us.
You know what? I love that. I love it when people ask questions. Y'all, if you're in the squad and people ask questions, they probably haven't been here that long. Don't shame them.
And no one did. They answered.
Okay. but some people jump into the squad and they're like, they may have been listening a week. They don't know what we talk about. They don't speak our weird, fucked up language. So y'all give people some grace if you hear people asking things.
They will.
Someone did ask, wait, what's a poodle? And people schooled the fuck out of her and said, obviously, you're a new listener. That's bullying I can support, though.
Oh, my God.
she was red for filth and probably crawled away.
I love this show and our group so much.
Anyway, so she's they see Stacy, and Stacy's like, or they see Stacy sees Darcy and Georgie, and she's like, oh, came dressed to impress. She's got her bell bottoms, she's got her boobs out. Look at those, like, look at those wedges. She's, and Darcy's falling all over herself in these wedges.
She is wearing her hair outfit again. Apparently the 70s is like her go-to this season.
When the moon is in the double D house and Jupiter has fillers in your face. Yeah, it's something. It's something.
But yeah, so she walks down this hill, like, and she's falling all over. Again, physical comedian of the year, y'all. And so this is the weird, though. Like, they start meeting the guys, and, like, they hug them. And then, like, Stacy or Darcy starts saying, like, do we feel the same?
Do our boobs feel the same?
Because...
And it gets to a point where I'm just like, are the men are so uncomfortable.
Because you know why they're uncomfortable? Because you guys, every straight man or gay man has fantasized about fucking twins.
It's true. It's so true.
And if you're a twin and I just made you uncomfortable, an identical twin, sorry, but it's going to happen to you. Just best be prepared.
It's real, and know that if you have a twin sister out there and your husband sees you together, he's thought about banging both of you.
He has.
And I've definitely thought about banging twins who look just like Cole Sprouse. I've definitely thought about banging the Sprouse twins.
Especially when you see one of their dicks, so you know the other one looks the same.
I know exactly what his dick is like. Who knew that on that show? I always had a thing for Jughead. I don't know why. I love the thoughtful emo boys, though.
I guess identical twins come have identical dicks. Come at us if identical twins have identical dicks.
I don't know if it always has to be that way, but I think they're pretty close. I think they're usually pretty close. They'd have to be, right?
I don't know.
Most features.
I've never been with identical twins, just brothers.
You know, we're going to stop there. FCC guidelines prevent us from sharing that.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, the Silva twins are like, do our boobs smell the same? What do you think, Florian? Yeah, smells the same, right?
And then even the testimonial, Florian's like, I do not know. So he says, no, he didn't care. He's not that type of guy. And you see him look like, oh.
Florian's not jealous because he doesn't understand what just went on.
Yeah.
He's just, and they're like, Darcy's like, brought the cheese balls. She brought a huge Costco thing of cheese balls, and I cackled like a fool when I saw it. They're not going to eat all those. Y'all, cheese balls are fucking good.
Yeah, but y'all, Darcy is going to bring the trashiest thing to your dinner party. Always. Always.
She's going to bring like strawberries with that sour cream fruit dip.
In the plastic container or the deli meat. In the plastic container.
Yeah. Nothing nice.
She's just going to buy the 7-layer dip that's already pre-made.
And if she does make something, it's going to be super basic, like macaroni salad that she like gets off some recipe that she forgets something in.
Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm.
She's not, y'all, she's a very basic cook. I guarantee.
Oh, yeah. Every night that she always said, she said this like 3 times. You want tacos tonight?
Because she can do that. Let's see. What? So anyway, they're there at the picnic, and she's like, so what are you doing to keep fit? What do you keep doing to keep fit, Georgie? And that's, by the way, every time I say the word Georgie in that voice, I think of the It character who's like, Georgie.
You know you want to come down here. We all float down here, Georgie.
Ha ha! I think of that every time. Georgie, don't you want it?
Nope.
I will say I found it, the miniseries from the ABC, a lot scarier than the new movie, which was scary, I will say. But the ABC miniseries was terrifying. I don't know why. I think it was Tim Curry.
It was Tim Curry. That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. It was like a lot of cheese, but there was something about it. Anyway. So
and now the clown is Alexander Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. Yeah. Right. He was very good. You didn't see the movie, did you? No.
No, I'd have nightmares. He's cute.
It actually was really good. And Bill Skarsgård was really good in the new Candy. Sissy Candy recommended it. Fuck, I'm going to forget the movie. Something hell. What's the new something about hell that Tom Holland is in? He's really good in it. Tom Holland's fantastic.
Tom Holland is fucking hot.
Some people say that, and I wanted to just say Tomorrow Holland.
Have you not seen him do the lip sync battle in a woman's outfit?
It was amazing.
It was like big dick energy. By the way, have you seen the latest video of what's his name from Sabrina singing?
Russ Lynch?
Yeah, he's kind of singing. I saw this Instagram meme and like his shirt is kind of open and one arm is crossed under his other arm, kind of resting. And he's just kind of holding the mic kind of like gaily. And like, I got to send it to you. Like Poodle already, his mouth is dropped and his eyes are open. Focus, put your phone down. We'll talk about it after the show.
He does something for me, y'all, Ross Lynch. The movie is called The Devil All the Time on Netflix. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I loved it. It's very Southern Gothic. It's more of an imagistic kind of movie. And if you like thorough plot points and messages that are really driven home, you might not love it. And it's very bleak. But I loved it because I love bleak. I know that's weird. People are weird to hear. People are surprised to hear that about me. But I love depressing, dark things.
Focus!
Don't you ever tell me that! This show's going to be 3 hours long. All right. So anyway, they find Stacy, they find it basically says, Georgie says, I'm in the process of getting divorced. There's nothing from Florian. Stacy's like, oh. And you can tell Stacy seizes on it like a hungry dog. Her teeth are dripping. She's like, so you're still married? And turns to Darcy, you're okay with that? And Darcy's sitting there like this. Trying not to cry. And then
Stacy's already said to Georgie, she get it on your nerves yet?
Yes, she did.
She's so horrible. She's so horrible to Darcy. So it's why I can't feel bad over her when shit hits the fan.
I agree. And then Stacy's like, well, I'm not here to judge. Then I wrote, ah!
That's all she's here for.
And she says, I wish you well. Because, you know, she deserves love. She deserves love.
She loves love. She loves love. And then she says, without even a breath, you're not the only one who married. Somebody else. Go walk down the aisle. Look at me.
Who is it? It's me. It's me. I'm married. I'm married it's first. Ha 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 ha. I won.
Yes.
She basically does that.
Poodle was paraphrasing, but that was pretty correct.
So then, and Darcy is kind of phased by it. She's very confused. And she goes, I mean, they're married. What happened in quarantine? What happened? And Darcy's like, so you're over the trust issues. Everything's fine. She's like, yeah, I'm And it's that moment, Darcy looks like she's eaten bad sushi like 45 minutes ago and needs to shit her pants.
Because Darcy doesn't, I think she wants to try to sometimes be like Stacy and stick it to Stacy, but it's just not in her nature. She's actually too kind to do it. So you can tell this actually makes her grossed out that she has to tell her sister this.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, she kind of enjoys it on the bridge. Don't get me wrong, but we'll get there.
Darcy's like, gonna stretch my legs. Stace, wanna join me? So they go to this bridge that probably was painted by Norman Rockwell.
Probably. It's kind of like, again, where they want to do the sequel. This is like the sequel of the Bridges of Madison County. Instead, it's like the it's like the Bridges of Pawhuska County.
How would they be like two twin sisters, one photographer, and one brutal fight between the two of the women for the same guy?
I mean, what? Poodle, where were you when you saw Bridges of Madison County? Because I know that that movie took you to a place.
You know, I have never seen that movie.
I'm kind of shocked.
I read the book. I read the book because everyone read it. And I read it. The book didn't really impress me that much.
By the way, I can hear the cricket now.
Oh, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. I don't know. I looked. I think it's somewhere near my door frame on the outside of the building. But I heard it for the first time this morning.
Y'all, sorry. The cricket's on us.
I am so sorry. I'm going to have to look around and find this cricket. But this is cricket season in Los Angeles, y'all. I killed the other one.
Y'all. We got to keep, we have to keep going because we're trying to do this before my dad wakes up and I have to help him pee. So
and it's like almost midnight where he is.
It's true.
Anyway, so Darcy basically says they're talking about quarantine and says, like, it was my own Cinderella moment. You know, like Cinderella in quarantine.
And then on cue, Darcy's like, well, I have some videos that you probably want to see. I didn't know when to show you. I would have showed you before you got married if you would have told me.
And then she's like, clink, 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 and just plays the videos and sits here like just like with her hand just watching her sister watch the videos.
And I have the faces Darcy keeps making while Stacey's watching this where she's like, like she's almost surprised by her reaction. And Stacy completely breaks down.
Yeah, she loses it. Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? And then Darcy says, well, you know what? I'm just going to make you do it. I think it's time for another right. Darcy and Stacy theater.
Okay. Just make it to the cricket. Now I can only hear the cricket.
I'll be playing the role of Darcy and Poodle will be playing the role of Stacy.
Okay. And scene.
And so literally this is Stacy has just shown the video or Darcy has just shown the video and video ends now.
What the fuck? I mean, I don't get it.
I didn't want to show you, but you know, you got married. You didn't tell me. If you would have told me if I was waiting, I was just down the hall. Maybe if you would have caught me, I would have. But you didn't tell me you were married. So now, you know.
I'm going to throw up.
I don't understand. Why is she making the sex noises? You know, she's like, ooh, ah, hoo, hee, hoo. It's like she's trying to do a porno. You know, it's like the boob got touched, right?
We're married now.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I was trying to be 100% honest with you. I wish you would have told me sooner. Yeah, I'd be upset too that, you know, the only one that's going to know is him. So good luck to you, sis.
And scene. That was kind of how it happened. She was kind of stony there about that.
She wasn't like, I'm so sorry, you're going through. And this is just not Stacey and Darcy's way. They're like my father. When I messed up, my father wouldn't say, oh, son, you made a mistake. I'm so sorry. He'd be like, Matthew, why the fuck did you not think with your head on this? And I'm like, he's like, they shame you into the, y'all, if you're that type of person, try not to do that. People make mistakes. That is human. Maybe empathize with them and not shame them.
Only if it's going to make other people laugh. And then shame the fuck out of them.
My favorite line of this whole thing, again, this was in Picnic 3, actually, not Picnic 2, of when some bitch just stands up and says, I'm done with this picnic.
Stacey says, I'm done with this picnic. We need to leave. And then she says, as they're picking up, she's like, Florian, what I saw was disgusting. And Florian's like this. What?
And she's like, I don't know how you're going to do that. I'm out of here. And Florian's like,
I have no clue.
And say, no clue. No clue. I have clue. No saved. I realized he's got this kind of like U-shaped shirt on that a lot of ballerinas wear.
Yes.
Very low cut. Yes. And
I'm proud of her walking away. She's hurt. That's hurt.
I'm going to walk away. So she walks away. Florian's still going, Stace! Calling after her. And Darcy and Georgie are picking up stuff. And then Florian says, and this is definitely going to go down in this season's best quotes, is, Darcy, no be snitchy. I hate fucking snitchy. And he's like trying to take up his mic. I respect Mike. I have no jumping Mike. I'm a whole DM for snitches. Snitches who have stars upon theirs. They're no star belly snitchers. Heard. So
I laughed so hard when he said this, knowing that you were going to do it.
So he starts his snitchy.
And this is when I also realized he doesn't know English at all.
No, I don't. I think he's thinking snitching or snitching, or I think snitchy is snitchy is also telling on people. And so he's not like it that he's being told on. However, we all remember the snitches with Sylvester McMonkey McBean. And the snitches, and the snitches went through his star making machine, and then they all had stars upon theirs. And then the snitches who didn't have stars wanted stars. And then someone said, no, you can undo the stars. And then they undid the stars, and then they didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then all of them looked around, and I don't know if this was in your version of the snitches. Then someone says, I only fuck star belly snitches.
You know, that wasn't my version. And also I realized that Dr. Seuss was a high motherfucker.
Oh, well, it's all about trends and it's all about like conforming to the crowd rules.
No, but it's still, that's some, y'all, now that I'm older and wiser, I'm like, he had to be smoking some doobie before he wrote
these stories. Yeah, almost certainly. Anyway, I could only think, it was one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books was The Sneak.
Oh, I love that book. Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah. And then they basically burn Sylvester McMonkey McBean at the stake. That's the way that book should have ended. I think they just ran him out of town. That's my version. The poodle version of Dr. Seuss would be when everyone gets their just desserts at the end.
where little poodle goes and visits the snitches and tries to give them hand jobs.
Yes. And Sylvester McMonkey McGing would get like a nail through the head. And little poodle would do it. And the Cat in the Hat would just the kids would just tell him to fuck off.
All right.
The Cat in the Hat ruined everything those kids had.
Focus.
I'm sorry, I'm all over the place tonight. So anyway, Florian has to be sick for Mike.
And then Stacy leaves, and Florian's just sitting him. He's sitting on the curb, sad. And then Darcy just drives up and says, "Come on, let's go home."
It's like a dog. Come on, Florian. Come on.
And here is something that I thought was a really sweet moment. I have to say, Georgie got points for getting out of that car and talking to Florian.
Totally agree, 100%. I was kind of moved by this.
This makes me think that Georgie actually is potentially the best guy that Darcy and Stacy has ever dated.
I like you said, Darcy and Stacy, because to be honest, they kind of date the same person.
But it's true. I mean, Darcy says, and it's true, y'all, Tom would have not have done that. Nope. Jesse would have gone and done it, but he would have made it about how him and how great he was for
the camera. Yeah.
Georgie does. Y'all, this is what happens when you date a guy with a huge dick. They have confidence. They have confidence where they don't feel like they need to impress anyone because their dick is huge. We all need to have big dick energy.
I disagree with that they will use, if they use their big dick power for good, yes. Some just use it for evil. Yeah, y'all, it really is. It's like Superman's superpower. He could do anything, but he uses it for good. Some people use those big dick powers for evil. Not saying I've ever been fucked over by one. Anyway.
It's true. So
they have a little heart to heart there.
That is true. Skeletor does have a big dick.
I've never thought that, but I think he does.
Bigger than He-Man.
I think it's just I agree. I think it's just a bone, though. Like, it's not
literally a bone.
He-Man. It's just like a long, like, femur-looking thing.
Oh. He literally is like, the elbow's connected to the dick bone.
Y'all, you need a lot of lube with Skeletor. Don't fuck him without a lot of lube. And you can't use water-based there. You're going to definitely use silicone.
Yeah,
water-based is just going to fall over.
You need a tub of boy butter.
Boy butter is not a sponsor of 90 Gay Gays, but you could be.
But you could be.
Anyway, I'd never talk about lube again and not you say the word boy butter. Boy butter, that's how much we need you. So, Stacy, the next day, Stacy wants to go to her dad's house. And Florian is basically telling the producer, "This girl, she ruined my life. I have nothing with her." And he misses Stacy.
The girl, meaning the girl in the video. He's Shanti. The girl who took, yeah. Yes.
He's been texting her, and Stacy basically says, "I can't do this anymore." And she's been trying her hardest to cry on camera. She's trying her best. I don't think Stacy is as good of an actress as Darcy is. Because Stacy is desperately trying to cry on camera. Darcy can do it. But they all get that ugly cry face that suggests crying that we've done before.
Now, I think
to great acclaim.
I think she actually is going to cry next week for sure. But I think, it was.
The cricket started back up.
It's true. Who ever thought that Stacy was going to be in this position? It was kind of riveting, y'all. I am not going to lie. We were taken on a journey. I didn't say it's a good journey. I just said a journey.
It's no Breaking Bad, y'all. Don't get us wrong. This is, to watch this show will not complete your life, but it's really entertaining before we're going to get something else.
Agreed. It's
like if you're sitting there like waiting for your car to get fixed, Darcy and Stacy is the perfect show for you.
Perfect. Or like your kids homeschooling you. Are your kids homeschooling? They keep asking you questions and you want to ignore them. This is the perfect show to put your earbuds in and just let them go their own way.
fucking God. My niece and nephews never stop asking questions. I was told I was the same, but when I had to babysit all three of them, I was like, no, you can ask five more questions and no more for the rest of the hour.
I like to encourage kids' curiosity.
Have you ever been around three of them who were crazy and never shut the fuck up? Were you around your niece, your nephews when they were really young? Like,
yes, but they were spaced out and it was really just kind of one at a time. But your brother fucked up and had three kids really close together.
Yeah, mine are now. Yeah, Jace is nine. Mine are now 9, 6, and 3. Yeah. And the youngest one asked the most questions. And they're always weird. There's like, does the sky look angry today?
And I'm like, God, he's gay.
He has the best chance of any of them. All right. That's all I've got for this show.
That's the show, everybody. I'm excited for next week. It's going to be good. And next week we'll be together.
If we still have a country next week.
Yeah. Who fucking knows? What a journey.
Y'all, this week has been nuts. I'm laughing, but I'm actually crying.
Nuts. Y'all can go to our website, 90 Day Gays, for more information on all of our other shows. Again, Southern Charm Sweet Tea is coming back on October 29th, and we will be covering it. So,
25th or 29th?
I think the 29th.
Right. You're right.
We will be covering that, so be sure to check that out. And let's see. You can right now. I'm not on Cameo, y'all. I'll probably start back in a week or so. I just have a little too much to do. But come at Poodle on Cameo, and if you want a Cameo from me,
coming at me hard.
if you want a Cameo from me, but you need it right now, then come at Poodle at Cameo and maybe ask him to give compliments about me or pretend to be me or do a Maddie impression.
First of all. Don't tell people how to get cameos from me, you son of a bitch. And if you want to come at me a cameo, you are, and you say what you want, I'll do it. I'm not going to do a Maddie cameo, so fuck that shit. If you want a cameo from me, I will give you a fucking cameo from me. I just read the fucking hell out of a bitch the other day.
Oh.
But I do nice cameos as well.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And I think that's it.
Almost everything for money.
And with that, y'all, if you do want money in your life, you know, you can work hard, or as Darcy and Stacey say, one of the best ways would be to what, Poodle?
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is Me Undies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
Me Undies, who knew?
Yes, and Me Undies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but Me Undies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of Me Undies, it's on Me Undies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some Me Undies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.